harmless as the newcomer paused in the doorway looking around the room. Morning, hon, Alma called out, her voice cheerful. Just sit anywhere you like. His eyes scanned the room, then landed on me. One eyebrow went up, and I almost felt the challenge in his gaze. His eyes were brown with flecks of gold that I could see from across the room. He could look me in the eye, as tall as me, but much broader, with a thick beard trimmed close and wiry dark hair covering his arms. He rolled his shoulder and cocked his head to one side, taking me in with a glance. My t-shirt, jeans, and sneakers weren't exactly made for intimidation, but he recognized another predator as quickly as I had. Great. Not 48 hours out of one frying pan, and here I am right back into the fire. Werewolf. The word came into my head without any prompting, and the second I had the thought, I knew it was correct. Everything I'd ever known about werewolves fell into place at once, and it all made sense. Big, dark, hairy, arrogant as fuck, he looked every bit the alpha dog. That meant there was a pack in Lockton. No rogue wolf carried himself with that kind of confidence. They always had an air of whipped cur about them, like they were expecting somebody to come around and kick the shit out of them, which usually happened sooner rather than later. The big wolf looked me up and down, then locked eyes with me again. He nodded, and I nodded back, a pair of predators acknowledging each other, and then moving on. I didn't feel the need to piss on my territory, and I hoped he wouldn't either. I'd been in enough fights in the last week, and I needed time to heal, recharge, and let the world forget about Quincy Harker for a little while. I was very happy hiding out in a small town in the guise of Harold Quinn for as long as I needed to, or at least until Flynn and Lou could clear my name. I walked to the door, and the werewolf slid out of my way, allowing me to pass, without ceding the appearance of dominance. I stepped out onto the street, knowing that my time in Lockton just got a lot more complicated. I walked down the sidewalk, my sight opened to overlay the other world onto my view of the ordinary world. Nothing looked out of place, but that didn't mean anything. I made a couple of quick laps through the town before I rented my stay-by-the-month apartment and didn't see any monsters, magicians, or werewolves then. But they were there, and now I had to deal with them. I turned right past Lucky's pawn shop and walked down the narrow alley. I stepped into the back parking lot, then walked up the stairs to the studio loft above, really just a big room with a small bathroom hastily built out in a corner. I unlocked the door, then drew a pair of runes in the air along the door jamb at eye level. The wards I had protecting the apartment dropped, and I turned the knob. Be pretty damned embarrassing to get dropped by my own magic, I muttered as I closed the door behind me and reactivated the protection spells. I didn't take down the wards when I left that morning, just opened a portal in them to let me or any visitors through. Except I didn't expect to have any visitors. Not here. Not in this life. I opened the fridge, took out a Stella Artois, popped the top off with a thumb, and drained half the beer in one long draft. Fuck, I muttered. That's all I need. Goddamn werewolves. I slipped out into the night, muttering an incantation of cloaking, then resetting the wards on the door. It wouldn't make me invisible, but it would help me blend into the shadows and disguise my features from a distance. Anyone looking at me from more than 10 feet away or so would only remember a tall guy in a long coat. A little dab of vinegar behind each ear to hide my scent, and I was ready to hunt some wolves. In my pocket, I carried a folded printout of home sales within the past 5 years, with two houses circled. The wolf was young, so I assumed the pack had moved in fairly recently, but everyone seemed to know him when he walked in, so he wasn't a complete stranger. I didn't remember hearing a car door slam before he came in, and the engines in the parking lot were all stone cold when I left the diner, so I assumed he lived within walking distance. That helped narrow my search. I headed east to the first house on my list, dodging the very few streetlights and keeping out of sight the best I could without looking like a burglar. A tricycle on the lawn of the first place pretty much marked it off my list, but I walked around the side of the house and hopped the fence regardless. A backyard full of toys and little piles of dog poop confirmed that this was a wear-free zone.